rough beginning tonight for Eduardo Rodriguez, making a rehab start for the Red Sox, a 10-game winner for Boston a season ago. Bottom of the first inning, Cam Perkins singles with one out, his hitting streak to 15 games. So up next, Nick Williams.
Perkins leads, the 1-1 is bunted, and it's bunted third base side. A pretty good bunt, they're not going to get anybody. And he throws it anyway, and he throws it away. Why would Rodriguez throw it? It hops off the wall. It allows the lead runner, Perkins, to take third. It's a base hit and a very silly throwing error by Rodriguez. And the Pigs have him first and third with only one out in the bottom of the first inning.
Andrew Knapp would bring home Perkins on a 5-4 fielder's choice. Knapp with a team-high 12 RBIs. 1-0 Pigs. But that solo team lead in ribbies would only last a few more moments because the next batter up at the dish, the red hot Tommy Joseph.
And Knapp leads, pitches swung on and hammered out to left field and deep. Back goes Swihart, forget about it, it's out of here. More Tojo Mojo, 3-0 Lehigh Valley.
Fifth of the year for Joseph, a team high, third in the IL in homers. RBIs 11 and 12 of the season for him. It's three runs in the first for Lehigh Valley versus Rodriguez, but that would be it for a while. Rodriguez bearing down left after six innings, a quality start. Just those three runs allowed, all earned on five hits, no walks, three strikeouts. But he could only qualify for the loss because Jake Thompson, a top 100 Baseball America prospect who's really struggled to start the year, found his groove.
Maxwell, longtime major leaguer in the box. Here's the payoff. And a curve is a beauty sweeping over the inside corner. A backdoor breaking pitch to end the inning. It might end the outing for Thompson. If so, a brilliant one tonight at Coca-Cola Park. His fourth strikeout concludes a 1-2-3 seventh inning.
It was Thompson's final pitch. He went seven innings, his longest outing of the year. Just two hits allowed. The only run, Justin Maxwell scoring on a Chris Marrero RBI double in the sixth. Marrero would run himself into trouble, quelling the threat. But don't worry, we'll hear more from him later in the game. So to the bottom of the seventh. Pigs up 3-1 and looking for more. Leadoff double by J.P. Arencibia. He'd move to third as two outs were recorded. That brings up a pesky Taylor Featherston, who has been uncharacteristic of late, 0 for his last eight plate appearances.
Here's the 3-2, and the pitch swung on, grounded up the middle, and that's going to get through a base hit for Featherston. It's a 4-1 game. Jackson makes it to third. That is an excellent at-bat for Taylor Featherston. Saw 10 pitches, wins the battle, and the Pigs have insurance.
And a much-needed insurance run, because in the top of the eighth inning, trouble loomed. Devin Marrero brought home two with a double, making it 4-3, putting the tying run in scoring position. The leading run, moments later, then walked aboard by James Russell. So Dave Brundage out to the mound to make his second pitching change of the inning. And Brundage makes an early call for the closer, Edward Mujica. He'd come on for what looked like a four-out save. So two on, two out, the cleanup hitter, Sam Travis, at the dish.
Runners both lead. Pitch is swung on, drilled high in the air, left field deep. Back Williams at the track. Back Williams at the wall, reaches up in the nook, and he makes the grab in the corner, right where that pig pen meets the Rothrock sign in the triangle in left center. What a break. If that ball is hit 1 foot over, it's gone for a three-run home run. But it was 1 foot to the right, just enough room for Williams to track it down. Holy Toledo, what a break.
Safe to say Brundage made the right call. Key words in that moment. 4-3, Pigs lead held to the top of the ninth. The Chief back out to close it out, but he'd have to go through Chris Marrero, who has absolutely torched the Pigs this year.
Those who remain and have dodged the raw elements make noise. Mujica, a set by the bell. He kicks, he deals 3-2, swung on, ripped in the air, center field deep. Back goes Perkins, at the track, leaps, and that ball is gone! Over his glove and onto the lawn, right above the center field wall.
Replay showed the ball actually caromed off the top of the wall and bounded over. The first home run allowed by Mujica this year. The win for Thompson erased. We'd go to extras. Top of the 10th with two outs. Leading run reaches scoring position for Pawtucket, but would not score. Still 4-4 to the bottom of the ninth inning. Two quick outs, but a red-hot Cam Perkins kept it alive with a single. So, up next, the guy who drove in the first run of the game, Nick Williams.
Gapper should score Perkins. He leads off with two outs. He bluffs going. Pitch is swung on. Hammered high in the air. Right field deep. Maxwell back. Castillo back. Forget about it. A walk-off home run for Williams. He has some big hits this season, none bigger than this walk-off two-run game-winning bomb in the bottom of the 10th inning. 6-4 piggies who fly. Pigs fly. Pigs fly.
I should say Knapp drove in the run in the first inning, but Williams was vital in keeping the rally going. And with the home run there, it's the first extra inning win of the year in the second try for Lehigh Valley. It's the Piggies' first walk-off win of the year. It's their first win versus the Pawtucket Red Sox at Coca-Cola Park so far this season in four tries. The rubber match tomorrow morning. The final score tonight in 10 innings. Lehigh Valley comes away victorious over Pawtucket with a 6-4 win.